Part 20, Chapter 8. Johnny heard the rumble of a truck above the wind. He looked to the north. An empty truck was approaching at considerable speed. The occupants of the cab invisible to him in this light. From behind that truck to the horizon in the north, it was only empty plain. No other vehicles. He heard another rumble. A plane? He spotted it in the east, approaching slowly, just below the overcast. Only a slow-flying drone, scanning for its endless millions of pictures. Well, no real help was coming from those directions. He was on his own. The truck, now quite near, was probably one of theirs and part of this snare. Johnny looked back at the compound. He had a feeling of watchful eyes and danger there. The two Briganti guards were on either side of him about a pace to the rear. They seemed to be watching this new truck. That they held guns was masked from the truck's view by the ground car's bulk. The huge vehicle roared on by them on the other side of the ground car. It went a short distance up the rise toward Dancer. It stopped suddenly, banging to earth in a cloud of dust as its suspension drive cut off. Somebody leaped down through the dust from the 8-foot height of the cab floor and began to run up the slope toward Dancer. Johnny couldn't believe his eyes. It was Biddy McLeod. He was carrying something in his hand. A crop? A switch?
Biddy!
Shouted Johnny in alarm. The boy's voice floated back to him, carried by the wind. Biddy was racing up on the hill.
Come back!
Shouted Johnny. But the throb of the drone and a rumble of thunder in the mountains drowned his voice. The Russian had had trouble getting his truck level. It had tilted on a boulder, but now he flung open the door and shouted toward Biddy.
Petushka! Astanovka!
Halt! A sudden spurt of wind and the drone muted his words.
Vezradny!
Return! The boy ran on. He was almost to Dancer to free the lead rope.
Lord God, Biddy, come back!
Screamed Johnny. It was too late.